views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Right about time to get sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. What happens when a psychic and pragmatist join forces for a radio show? You get it straight from the sophisticated guys. David offers live intuitive readings and Philip gives practical, focused coaching. Together, they help you uncover and claim the universe's desire for your life. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 and figure out how to live your life in good taste with a twist. Now, let's get sophisticated with David and Philip.
All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Get Sophisticated with David and Philip, and we are so excited to meet with you today on the airwaves because we love connecting with you. And we love sharing with you insights, guidance, practical coaching to get more sophisticated in life. So what is today's show about? Today's show is about love all around and the gift of the unbearables. So with the weather getting cooler and the holidays coming upon us, there's going to be more opportunities for us to be enclosed in spaces with a lot of our loved ones, friends, coworkers, and sometimes we might not enjoy some of their company. So what do we do then? You know, do we just suffer through it or do we take it as an opportunity to get sophisticated and develop ourselves, grow ourselves and change? So welcome again to the show. My name is David Zarza. And I am the psychic half of the Sophisticated Guys, and today I'll be looking into your life, taking a psychic peek into what's going on, what's happening, what the universe wants to share with you now, and I'm here with my partner, Philip.
Hello, everyone. So I'm dealing with a little bit of a cold, so I've been joking. You have Kathleen Turner at the mic today. My voice is much deeper than it normally is, but I am the pragmatic, practical half of the Sophisticated Guys, so we say that I'm the translator of all things woo-woo. Mm-hmm. So I take that information that David gives that can sometimes be a little overwhelming. So sometimes David might get a spiritual download and you're sort of left with, well, what do I do with that? And how can I actually practically take that and start to move closer to the life that I want? So that's really the work that I love to do. I like to help people figure out systems and processes and work with people so that they're actually making changes in their real life so that they are starting to inch closer to the life they're meant to live.
Absolutely. And just plainly, you know, getting sophisticated is being like that light in the dark for others, you know, being that source of calm or inspiration when, you know, the world all around you is just crazy and busy and full. So I'm really excited to talk to you today about this topic, love all around. And, you know, the reason I thought about bringing the subject up today is because in most of the client sessions that I've been, you know, having, this is the exact topic has been popping up. You know, people come to me and say, you know, this person is triggering me, or so and so is making me so angry. I can't believe they're being this way, or why does my, you know, fill in the blank relationship, mother, father, uncle, sister, brother, child, spouse, whatever. Why are they making my life so hard? You know, and it's kind of hilarious because the truth is, what is the truth, Philip?
Well, the truth is if they weren't meant to be in your life, they wouldn't be. And that's usually what I tell people is that even the people who are driving you crazy, the people who are hurting you, the people who are making you feel bad, the people who you wish would just go away, they're there because you've called them to you and you decided that this was a person that you wanted and needed. And that's the important clarification, I think, that you actually needed this person to be in your life. And they're there to teach you something. And it could either be just a life lesson or to teach you to love a part of yourself that you feel is unlovable, or perhaps to even help you realize that there's a part of you that feels like you could never be like them. And so also anytime you're dealing with feelings of resentment or jealousy or envy, those are also
signs.
They're signs. They're indicators that you should really pay attention and learn how to love this person as they are. And I think that's what's really important, is that once you learn to love that person as they are and accept them fully as they are, it heals a part of yourself internally that you've been either neglecting or trying to shy away from.
Yeah.
And suddenly what happens is that person no longer becomes a trigger for you. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily that they've changed or their behavior is any different. It's just that you're no longer focused on the thing that was annoying you or making you feel uncomfortable around them.
Absolutely. And it's kind of funny because just the other day, I think it was actually Monday yesterday. Yeah. So just Monday, I was driving around downtown, and you guys probably have these donut shops that are called Krispy Kreme, you know, wherever you're at. And I call these trigger people like donuts. You know, they're like donut people, because you can choose to see the donut as this tasty, yummy treat that you can enjoy when you're around it. Or you can see it as this fattening, unhealthy thing that you just don't want anywhere near you. You know, so it's up to you how you see these people. And we're going to show you today how to shift, you know, from seeing them as this unhealthy donut into this yummy, awesome, juicy filled person full of opportunities and worlds. So I'm going to share with you a story before we open up, you know, the lines, and before we take our first break. But before I do that, I wanted to give you the call-in number. It's 800-930-2819. And feel free to call us if you want a reading, you know, by me, if you want some coaching from Philip, if you want some, you know, to share a story or a comment. Feel free to call us again, 800-930-2819. So here's a personal story, okay? The last time that I was working within an organization, there was this woman. Her name is Pamela, and she was around my age. She was married, you know, I was single, and she had this really high level position within the company. And every time we would interact, it felt like we were at war. You know, we didn't really give each other eye contact. We sort of, you know, our skin crawled whenever we would hear each other's voices, it seemed. And it was because I kept seeing her as this, you know, bitchy, elitist, and really annoying, non-compassionate person. And then one time at a holiday party, I said, you know what? I'm going to put this aside. I'm going to imagine that I don't have any of these stories about her in my mind. I'm just going to put them aside, and I'm going to look at her like a fresh, new person. You know, a person that I have no history with. And so I interacted with her, and it just got easy. It felt easy. It felt like we both set down our weapons. Like, she was kind of suspicious. I could tell. But this interaction just got easier and easier, lighter and lighter, until we started actually getting along, joking around, and actually enjoying each other's company. And it was that shift that I just decided to stop this craziness that allowed her to be more of a friend and allowed me to be more of myself around her instead of this, you know, annoying little warmonger. So anyway, I'm going to show you the tricks to do that, because it might sound too easy to believe that I just set those stories aside, but it really can't be that simple. So I'm curious, Philip, do you have any stories like this? And should we save it for the next segment?
I think everyone has stories like this. And we can share mine for the next segment after we come back from the break. But I think what I want to highlight before we go off to the break is that every person listening has someone in their life that is currently triggering them.
Yep.
And so what's really important for the show today is that even if you don't manage to connect with us, even if you're not one of the callers that gets on the air today, just listening to the tips and the tricks that we share with other people, it will work with the people who you are dealing with as well. And so think about, as we're about to go into the break, think about the person that is causing you the most stress, the person who...
Yeah, bring them into mind.
Yeah, actually start to think about that person, because if you can connect to that person and really start to name what it is that they make you feel or what it is about them that you can't stand, then that's the person that we want you to think about when we come back, because we're going to be talking about how you can start to deal with those feelings and with that person in a healthy way. So why don't we go ahead and take a break, and then we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hello and welcome back, everyone, to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip. This is David Zarza, the psychic calf.
And I'm Philip, the one with the head cold today. So I've been running away from the mic here and there. So I want to give a thank you to David for carrying me a little bit today as I run from room to room coughing and blowing my nose. So you guys don't have to hear that. So
I know. It's annoying.
So I'm one of those people today. I'm one of the unbearables. I love that we called it the unbearables. It made me think of the movie The Expendables. So I picture all these like aging Hollywood actors and actresses who have showed up for a holiday party to get on our nerves.
Because most of them do get on someone's nerve.
Exactly.
You know, And so, so welcome back again. We're talking about love all around and how do you deal with those unbearables that you're going to be surrounded by either today or in the upcoming holidays. And again, just want to give the phone number out because if you'd like to, you know, call in for a reading or for some coaching or to share a comment, it's 800-930-2819. It's an awesome day here in Seattle, gotta tell you. And so it's gray. Yes, it's not that sunny, but it's my favorite kind of day because this is why I moved here to lovely Seattle. And I'm so happy to, you know, talk to you about this topic. And so before we take the break, you know, we were going to give you some serious tools for how to deal with these unbearables. Because, you know, at the end, you should be experiencing, you know, a level of peace, a level of maybe even enjoyment around these people. Because guess what? They're really just there to show you more of you. Plainly speaking, that's the truth. And you might not believe it right now. You might not understand how that's even possible. But it's totally, absolutely, completely, I 100% guarantee you it's true. So, Philip, tell us about this personal story.
Well, so the personal story that I wanted to share about this topic today is actually one that I've healed in the recent years. But it was one that was a trigger point. And David, you'll probably laugh when I start to share this. But I used to get really triggered by what I called the baby gay. and so to explain, in case you don't know what a baby gay is, it's that younger gay person who is just starting to get into their own skin. They're trying on all these different hats. They tend to mimic and imitate things that they've seen other people do, or maybe things on movies. And for the most part, they tend to be a really exaggerated form of the person that they'll end up being.
Yeah.
And I used to get really triggered by this specific type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And so for what we do, I had to start paying attention to that and figuring out, well, you know, why does this trigger me so much? Like, why do I have such a reaction to what is really sort of a really fun and beautiful phase of the process of coming out and being a gay person?
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized is that I had a lot of guilt and shame and self-hatred, in a way, of my own experience during those years and some of the decisions that I made. And a lot of resentment in that those years for me were spent in the South in Alabama. And, you know, I didn't have necessarily that fun of an experience. So in looking at that story, the way that I was able to undo it is that I started to think about, well, you know, I actually did have a fun experience. You know, I met people that I'm still connected with. Mm-hmm. And I realized that a lot of the people who really helped to shape and form me when I was at that age are significantly older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that these were the people who gave me really good advice and sort of kept me from, you know, getting into the deep end, seriously, without any sort of floaties or anything at all to help me. And I realized that part of what was really bothering me was not only my own story and sort of judging myself through judging these younger people, but also the fact that I realized that I wasn't really doing anything to connect with or share my own experiences with that generation.
True.
And so that's something that's really sort of evolved and come around for me. But I thought that was a story that would highlight this this topic fairly well.
Absolutely.
In that whenever you have a pattern or you have a group of people or mm-hmm. you see consistent things in the people who are getting on your nerves, mm-hmm. it really is about you and it's about something that you need to heal internally.
Yeah. You know, it's a other mom in the PTA that you might be in competition with, or you might have animosity towards, or it's that coworker, you know, in that other department that seems to just want to make your life difficult, or it's that family member that you really can't stand and you're wondering, how did I even end up choosing this family to be born into? You know, that might be an extreme, but it's the truth. And I'm just really curious about what kind of stories you guys might have, you know, what kind of questions you might have around this topic, because the way to deal with them with an unbearable is actually really simple. You know, number one, identify who they are. You know, that's going to be easy because it's whoever is tricky, triggering you. And it might be towards anger. It might be towards sadness. It might be towards, you know, some other emotion that you really can't stand or that you really don't want to experience. And number two, it's figure out what it is about them that's really setting you off. Because I almost guarantee that it's not the whole person. It's something that they do. It's something that they say or how they say it. Or just, you know, a small part of who they are. So figure out what it is that's actually pushing your button. Number three, figure out what type of person does this behavior or this action that ends up pressing your button. Define it, you know, name it. You know, here's an example. With Philip's baby gay story, you know, it might have been that the baby gays were superficial. Or they were flippant, or they were flaky, you know? And it's that type of person that you want to identify. And then next step is figure out when you are actually that type of person. When in the past have you been that? Because I promise you that you have at some point exhibited that. You know, that you've been the jealous one, that you've been the undermining one, that you've been the flaky, flippant, loser, dumb one.
Yeah, and I think once you've done those steps and you actually have identified not only the characteristic, but when that characteristic has also existed within yourself, the easiest way to start to undo the story around it is to actually connect with what your story is about that type of person. So what I tend to do with coaching clients is, okay, well, What are jealous people like? Describe them to me. Like give me a rundown about jealous people. And it's best to do this if you're totally unfiltered. And again, if you can think about the person who's triggering you. So maybe it's you know, a friend or a sibling, and you can actually just sit down and take a couple of minutes. Doesn't have to be a long exercise, but write down your story about this type of person. You know, what is a flaky person like? What, describe them, you know? Think about what their life is probably like, and you'll really start to connect with your own judgments. And when you've made the connection, as David mentioned, that you also have this within you, then you realize that that story that you're telling, the reason that you're not owning your own flakiness,
yeah,
is because you don't want to be like that person. You don't want to be labeled in that way.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it was a message that we received when we were much younger, where we were told it's not okay to be flaky. It's not okay to be bitchy. It's not okay to be pouty, you know, quiet, a show off, whatever it is. At some point, we received the message that that was not okay. And guess what? You are a loser. Just as you are a winner. You're everything. And that's the beautiful part of all of this, you know, of the unbearables. That's what they're trying to show you. Not how, you know, to get annoyed yet again or to get bothered yet again, but to show you that you are everything, that within you there is the capacity for everything. And here's the reason why this is so awesome. Because if you embrace that unbearable part of you or that unlovable or unacceptable aspect of you, then it's opposite. Whatever its opposite is, you will have a greater capacity for. Now you might be asking, like, how is that even possible? You know, so if, like, for flaky, what would its opposite be for you, Philip?
Reliable.
Reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you accept more flakiness, then you will likely be even more of a reliable person. Because there wouldn't be the need for flakiness to show up in you anymore or in those around you. And so, you know, reliability will just become easier, more natural, and, you know, the likely choice.
Well, I want to jump in here and highlight something that tends to happen. So when you have an issue, and I'm going to stick with this theme. So let's say you have an issue with flaky people.
Yeah.
What you tend to do is you tend to get into a really righteous stance and say, well, I am not flaky.
Mm-hmm.
And you tend to think that you are hyper reliable. But in reality, the experience that other people might have of you is of flakiness.
Exactly.
And you're just sort of blind to it. And so one of the things that David is talking about is that when you are actively trying to push something away from you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to use Debbie Ford's analogy.
Uh-huh.
But Debbie used a great analogy about holding a beach ball under the water in a pool,
yeah.
and trying so desperately to force this down. And eventually, you're going to lose your grip and it's going to come up and smack you in your face. And that's what happens when you're really actively trying to deny something internally. And so when you say, I am not like them, I am not that thing, you're going to do two things. Number one, you're going to draw even more people who are that way into your life.
Yeah.
And number two, you're probably going to start to exhibit those same behaviors, but be blind to it so that other people will start to point it out and highlight it within you.
And you'll get like a double whammy.
Yeah. And that's no fun. That's awful. So
So now it's time for a break. And giving out the number again to call us, David and Philip on Get Sophisticated. Give us a call at 800-930-2819 if you have any questions, comments, would like a reading or some coaching. And we will be back after the break to talk to you about what happens if you don't deal with this.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center October 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you there.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back to Get Sophisticated. I'm Philip, here with David. Today we're talking about the unbearables, those people in your life that you just can't stand, the people that trigger you, get you angry, push your buttons, make you want to slam down everything and leave the room. Those people. How many of you listening have someone like that in your life currently? I think everyone probably is nodding their head yes. What do you think, David?
Oh, I think everyone has at least a handful, because guess what? We're all each other's trigger to someone at some point in our life. So Benny, our producer, our awesome producer, just played Cool Kids by Echo Smith, you know, on the re-intro piece to get back on the show. And I love this song because it's really interesting. You know, just one of the stanzas is, I wish that I could be like the cool kids, because all the cool kids, they seem to fit in. You know, I wish I could be like the cool kids, like the cool kids. And then it just continues. Because what part of us doesn't still have that in us, you know, that wants to fit in? If you don't, guess what? You're not being honest, because it's the truth. And even if you like to stand out because of the clothes you wear, you know, the style that you speak in, or the, you know, the persona that you would want to portray out in the world, there's still a part of you that wants to fit in. And it's that part of you that wants to fit in that helps you create that non-traditional, non-conformative persona, just so you know. That's just how it works. Psychologically, that's how it works. So yes, you are a cool kid, but you're also an uncool kid. And you've got to love both. Right?
You do. And I think... using that analogy, regardless of how you define cool, I think that's sort of the clarifier there. Mm-hmm. So regardless of who you're labeling as the cool kid, those other people that you're excluding from that group, those are actually the people that you need to be dealing with and figuring out why it is that those people are not appealing to you. And I still have some of these triggers that, mm-hmm. you know, they still show up for me in ways that... you know, I can not surprise me, but that I can own about myself, but I'm not quite sure how to fully learn to love people. Like, you know, I'm just going to go a little bit political mm-hmm. here, but like Sarah Palin, I have a hard time figuring out how to love my inner Sarah Palin,
that's
even though
hard.
I know I have one. And I fully understand what it is about her that triggers me. It's really this sort of, you know, she's a very righteous person. And I would say I have a lot of righteous tendencies within me that
oh,
I haven't
absolutely.
Fully learned to embrace. So,
and I know Philip, and I can agree that, yes, he does. Excuse me. I've still got a little bit of that lingering cough, too, from that cold that I caught in San Diego. So just wanted to give the number again to give us a call for a reading or for some coaching or just share a comment. It's 800-930-2819, and we welcome any of your calls. Feel free to anonymize your name if this subject, you know, is a little too close to home and you need some distance. So this is really curious. So I'm going to give you another tool before I talk about what the consequences are of you not dealing with these unbearables in your life. Like I mentioned before, you know, in step number three, where you were supposed to name the type of person that demonstrates this behavior that ends up triggering you, like I said, you've got this type of person in you. Like they are part of you. And sometimes we can't extend compassion to loser or lazy or immature or whatever. You know, you fill in the blank. But it helps make it easier if you add some distance between you and that type in you. So give that part of you a name. You know, for me, when I was in my early 20s, I was a serious, well, I'm still a go-getter, right? But I was a serious go-getter. Like, I would let my ambitions cost me sleep. I would let my ambitions, you know, skip meals or sacrifice time with loved ones and friends, you know. It was sort of like that movie in The Devil Wears Prada, you know, that character Andy, she ends up sacrificing more and more for her ambition. I was like that. And it got to the point where it was seriously unhealthy, you know, where my life just revolved around work. And it was no fun. Not only was it no fun, but I was no fun to be around. And I uncovered, you know, through the work of Debbie Ford, that I was holding lazy at bay. Lazy David was being told that he's not okay. And so I made up this little mini personality that I called Lazy Louie. Because Lazy Louie in me wouldn't do anything. He would veg on the sofa. You know, he would play video games all the time. He would just not cook and order in. You know, he was just overall lazy. He didn't want to do anything but just chill out, relax, and sleep. It's like he was my inner... No, actually, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say he was my inner Hawaiian, but I don't want to overgeneralize. But I did it anyway. And so once I started having, you know, more compassion for Lazy Louie and me, it got easier for me to really feel that compassion for myself. So at those times when I felt like being lazy and not working so hard and take a day off instead of working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, I was able to without a problem. And that's what I recommend. If you're having it, if you're finding it difficult, you know, to have compassion or to have greater love for that part of you that's triggering you when it shows up in another, then add some distance, you know, give that part of you a different personality, distinct of you, separate of you, and see how much easier it is to have compassion for them, to have a little bit more affection and love for them.
Yeah, and I want to jump in and say that, you know, learning to embrace your laziness doesn't mean that you have to
be lazy all the
time. It doesn't mean that you have to give up all of your ambition and your drive and have lots of failure so that you can fully embrace your success. It's not about that at all. But it's realizing that laziness can be a part of an even bigger success for you.
Yes.
So being able to take time to recuperate or to take time to get out of the busyness of work and to maybe spend some time just alone with your thoughts and be a little bit lazy, that is a gift. And that once you embrace lazy, then you're able to further embrace being ambitious and being active.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key that's really important, is that when you embrace the opposite, you're given more access to the thing that you value, the thing that you've labeled as being good. And it really does work. It helps you not only to have a greater access to the opposite emotion, but you actually have a respect for it because you realize that it has a place and it's not the only thing that you can rely on.
Yeah. And isn't that awesome?
It is.
Well, you can do that.
So, David, why don't you give the phone number one more time?
It's 800-930-2819. You are listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip. I think when we come back from the next break, we should really talk about, you know, I was thinking about this for the last segment. And I think we should, we're going to talk about who your biggest unbearable is and why they're showing up in your life more than we already have. Now come on back.
The read of a lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you look on the back of a Galeos dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GaleosCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass,
Welcome back, everyone. This is David and Philip on Get Sophisticated. And we're talking today about love all around. So we're going to share the love. I wanted to take some callers. So, Taylor, how about we take Barbara from Mount Lake Terrace?
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good. You really hit home with that allowing the laziness.
It's interesting how that works.
I know. Are you one of those go-getters, Barbara?
Yeah, I have my own business, and, you know, summer's coming to an end, so it's slowing down, but 12 and 14 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
How does that feel?
You know,
does that feel good?
Well, yes, but the problem is I've been wanting to have a relationship, and there's no time.
I know. So what can we help you with? What's your question?
Well, my question actually would be maybe for a psychic. Providing I force myself to slow down, do you see a relationship coming my way?
Let me see. Go ahead and say your name for me, and then Philip's got some words for you.
Barbara.
Thank you.
So I think what's really helpful when you've gotten yourself to a situation where you're actually doing 12 to 14 hour days, it's not realistic to say, okay, I'm going to go to an 8 hour day. It's not going to feel comfortable. It's going to feel scary. It's going to feel like something that's too big to accomplish. So
it's
you
like
really have to start
either.
To unravel it in baby steps. So what I would recommend for you just in terms of starting to move closer. So who is someone in your life that, that shows up as being really lazy? There probably is one. You don't have to give their name, but you obviously have one because of that laugh. So if you can think about that person, the first thing that would be helpful to you is to learn to see the benefits that that person gets by being lazy and start to connect to the positives that can come from laziness. And then once you've done that, once you have a couple, you don't even have to come up with a lot. You have to allow yourself to also deserve those things. So maybe they have time to hang out with friends. Maybe they have time to be in a relationship. Maybe they have, less bags under their eyes or less recovery time if they get sick. You know, so there are a couple that probably they can exhibit. So once you've allowed yourself to also be worthy of those, then it's going to be a little bit easier to say, okay, I'm going to cut down to only 3 days of the week am I going to stay past 10 hours. And the rest of the time I'm going to go home after 10. And then after a few weeks, you can drop it down and there are only a few days that I'm going to allow myself to stay longer than 8 hours. And the other times I'm going to come in at 8. And trust that when you're doing that, I know it's scary as a business owner to say, well, if I'm not there, who's going to be? But trust that if you're saying, I deserve the right to a relationship, I deserve the right to be able to spend time with my friends, that something will show up. So your business will hit a boom. You'll be able to hire a part-time employee to cover the distance. So that's sort of the best in terms of like practical steps that you can do so that you have to have a buy-in as to why you would cut the hours back. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So I think David has some.
So Barbara, what happened in April, May of 2012? Was there a separation or a breakup? Huh?
I had a mastectomy.
Got it. You had a what? Oh, God.
A mastectomy.
Okay. Because it was really interesting because when I looked into your timeline, I could see that that was a really, world-shaking event.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And to me, it was, it was evident. And it actually created, this metaphorical wall around your heart by saying, no, I can't be seen in this way anymore. You know, and so like my recommendation would be to deal with, first loving yourself, I know a lot of people talk about loving yourself or show yourself more self-love or whatever, but I'm being honest, when I say it, and when I say it, I mean, really, can you love every single bit of you? You know, every single part of you, from the scars to your beautiful parts, can you love it all? Because until you can do that, you won't allow somebody else to do that for you. And so, so
I've been releasing a lot of the fear because it's all fear based.
I totally get it.
Somebody has come into my life and helped me a bit, but he's also dealing with cancer and has pushed me aside.
Yeah.
It's definitely allowing the vulnerability.
Yes. And I got to tell you, that's where your place of power actually is, in that vulnerable space. I want you to get comfortable with it because that's where you're the most beautiful. Not when you're running around, not when you're making the money, not when you're doing. It's when you're actually stopped and you say, this is me, this is all of me. Because I'm going to assert that the reason he's pushed you aside is because you keep pushing yourself aside. And you keep saying, no, the time's not right yet. Or no, I'm not really ready for this yet.
Well, that's kind of what he was saying.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, you're probably doing it to you too.
Yeah. To myself.
Yeah. And so one more thing, and then I'm going to leave you with those recommendations, Barbara. Last Thursday, did you have like a get together with friends or a friend?
I'm going to sit here and look at my appointment book. That's bad.
Because the reason I'm mentioning it is because I feel like the call out to the universe for the right partner for you got stronger that day. And so I do feel that you are ready for true, honest, wonderful, respectful, faithful partnership. But it's going to take some time, you know? It's going to take... Yeah, it's going to take a few months because I see an awesome relationship developing starting in late January, early February of this coming year.
Okay.
This year should be all about healing and getting comfortable in your vulnerability.
Okay.
You know, but I do see that awesome partner coming and you're going to be great. Alrighty, Barbara.
I hope so. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much
for calling in, Barbara.
Have a
so
great day.
Let's go with Margo in Bellevue.
Hi, Margo.
Hi.
How are you, and how can we help you?
Well, I was calling in trying to think of who that irritating person was, and I just kept coming back to myself.
Yep.
That's a pretty common one. And actually, I will say this about spouses.
No, not myself.
Oh, yourself.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
We both heard spouse. We were like, yes, spouses. They show up like that. So.
No, I divorced the spouse. So.
Okay.
Ooh, they were that much of a trigger. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So what is it about yourself that triggers you?
I just think I'm too hard on myself, you know, like give myself a break. It's okay to have a few glasses of wine. It's okay to eat food that isn't, you know, maybe good for me. When I do that stuff, then I get down on myself.
Of course.
And I procrastinate.
Uh-huh. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You just hit on the breadcrumb trail that leads to the piece about you that we need to deal with. And it actually revolves around shame. So there's something about you currently, or you in a younger self, younger version of you, experienced something or felt something that was shameful. And
yeah.
And that's where the work actually has to start, because everything you've described right now indicates that you are self-sabotaging yourself. You know, and the only reason self-sabotage shows up is because there's shame going on. And so I want to ask, like, if you were to pinpoint, or if you were to point to the part of you where you feel the most shame, what would it be? Is it that you're too successful, that you're too beautiful, that you're not friendly? What is it?
I think I'm too judgmental.
No, that's not it.
No, this would be something that you're probably not willing to own about yourself. So here's what I would say. Spend some time with that question from David and think, what is it that if lots of people found out this about you, and it's probably a positive thing, it's probably something that you're uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
But if lots of people found out about this, that you would probably get embarrassed.
Yeah.
You'd feel almost like, you know, that dream where you walk into the classroom and you showed up to school naked. You'd feel really vulnerable that people found this out about you.
Yeah. And what I'm sensing, honestly, Margo, and unfortunately we have to go, but it feels like, do you feel like you're too sexy, too beautiful, like too awesome, that you have to push yourself down?
Weird.
I bet that's what it is.
Yeah. So spend some time with us, Margot, and reach out to us at getsophisticated.com. Yeah. And we, you know, David would be happy to sort of follow up with you since we're sort of running out of time.
Yes, because I ran out of time. But thank you for listening, everyone. This is David and Philip on Get Sophisticated. And join us in a couple of weeks.
You've been listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. This dynamic duo helps you uncover what the universe intends for you and create a plan to make it a reality with topics that enhance your living journey, tips to live your best life possible. Listen in and call for some sophisticated guidance and live your life in good taste with a twist. See you again real soon. Visit GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com. And call 206-420-8660. That's 206-420-8660.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you there.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.